ニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hi everyone, Kat here.
こんにちは、皆さん、ナオミです。
Welcome to Niwi Series Season 5, Lesson 15. What will you do tomorrow in Japan? Thanks very much for joining us.
Kat-san, please tell us what we are going to learn in this lesson.
In this lesson, you will learn how to talk about future actions and events in Japanese, and also how to ask simple questions using verbs.
Where does this conversation take place, and who is it between?
The conversation takes place at Madoka's house where Kent is staying, and it's between Kent, Madoka, and Madoka's mother.
What level of Japanese will be they speaking?
Madoka and her mother speak informally, but Kent speaks formally when speaking to Madoka's mother.
Listeners, I have a question.
A question?
Yep. I want to know, when was the last time you commented?
Ah yes, great question.
Stop by JapanesePod101.com, leave us a comment, or just say hi.
Okay, you heard Naomi.
Okay, so let's listen to the conversation.
ママ、紅茶飲む？
うん、お願い。
ミルクとお砂糖、使う？
うん、使う。
はい、どうぞ。ケントも紅茶飲む？
いや、コーラ飲む。
コーラとケーキ？
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
ママ、紅茶、飲む？
うん、お願い。
ミルクとお砂糖、使う？
うん、使う。
はい、どうぞ。ケントも、紅茶、飲む？
いや、コーラ、飲む。
コーラ、と、ケーキ？
今度は、英語が入ります。
ママ、紅茶飲む？
Mom, do you want some tea?
うん、お願い。
Yes, please.
ミルクとお砂糖、使う？
Do you want milk and sugar?
ん？使う。
Yes, I do.
はい、どうぞ。
Here you are.
ケントも紅茶飲む？
Kent, do you want some tea too?
いや、コーラ飲む。
No, I'll have Coke.
コーラとケーキ？
Coke with cake?
Coke and cake. What do you think of this combination, Naomi-sensei?
I've never heard of someone having Coke and cake before, but...
seems like something like a three-year-old would want to eat. There's like the two different sweetnesses. They won't go together, surely. It seems like a really weird combination. I'd say that 紅茶 or black tea probably goes a lot better with cake, wouldn't you?
そうね。By the way, do you like 紅茶? Kato-san, 紅茶好きですか?
はい、紅茶が好きですけど、ミルクティーの方が好きですね。
ああ、ミルクティーね。
So, I like black tea, but I like milk tea better.
Ah, I see. When you order 紅茶 or black tea in Japan, the waiter or waitress asks you if you want lemon or milk to go with it. レモンティーとミルクティーがあります。
ナオミ先生はカフェに行くとき何を飲みますか?
When you go to a cafe, what do you like to drink?
カプチーノかな。
カプチーノ、that's so おしゃれ、that's so fashionable of you.
Really?
I don't know, maybe. Maybe I have low expectations of what おしゃれ is.
Okay, so now let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson.
The first word we're going to see is
紅茶
Black or Western tea.
紅茶紅茶
Okay, and next?
飲む
To drink.
飲む飲む
And next?
砂糖
Sugar.
砂糖 Sato.
Next.
Dozo.
Please.
Do-u-zo. Dozo.
And finally.
Tsukau.
To use.
Tsukau. Tsukau.
So now let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
The first word we'll look at is onegai.
Please. When used as a noun, it also means favor, as in a favor that someone does for you.
That's true. In this lesson, we'll focus on how it's used, an expression.
You probably remember the phrase onegaishimasu from the other newbie series.
We covered it a lot.
Yes, this phrase is very common in Japanese, so that's why we hammered it in. So now we'll look at the informal way to say it.
Just take off shimasu at the end and you have onegai.
Like, yes please, or please do this for me.
In the dialogue, when Madoka asked her mother if she wanted some tea, her mother said, onegai.
Yes please. The next word is
dozo.
Please go ahead, or here you are. You can really use this in a variety of situations, so it's a bit difficult to translate.
Yes. For example, if you're handing something to someone, you can say, dozo.
Like, please take this. This is how we saw it used in the dialogue when Madoka handed her mother some tea.
She said, hai, dozo.
You can also use it to indicate that someone can go ahead and do something. For example, if you want to tell someone to go ahead and eat, or to go ahead of you through the door or something like that, you can use dozo.
Yes. For these situations, I think please go ahead is the perfect English translation.
Yeah, that's right. I think so. Okay, so now may I move on to the next vocabulary word?
Hai, dozo. Sure, go ahead.
Okay, and the next and last vocabulary word is?
Kōcha.
Black tea, meaning tea that isn't Japanese tea, green tea.
There are many different kinds of tea in Japan, but this one means black tea in particular.
So when you go to a cafe and order a set that includes a drink, you'll often have the option of kohi or kōcha, coffee or black tea.
Right. You can get it hot or cold.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to talk about future actions and events and also how to ask simple questions using verbs. First, let's start with talking about the future. The first thing you should know is that Japanese does not have a future tense, which is one of the reasons I love it so much.
That's right. When talking about the future, you use the plain present form.
Let's look at one of the lines from the dialogue as an example.
In the dialogue, Kent said, Kōra nomu.
Kōra, which is Coke, and the verb nomu, which means to drink. So this could mean, I drink Coke, or I will drink Coke, right?
Right.
So let me ask you, Nami-sensei, how do you know that someone's talking about the future and not the present in Japanese?
Well, you mostly have to figure it out by context. Mm. In this case, Madoka asked him if he wanted some tea, and he said, Yeah, kōra nomu.
No, I'll have Coke. So it's pretty clear that he's talking about what he's going to drink, because he's not actually drinking it right now.
Exactly. That's what I mean when I say you can figure out the meaning from the context.
Another way to know is if there is a word that indicates the future in the sentence, like a word referring to time, then it's definitely talking about future action.
So desu ne, right. For example, a word like ashita,
which means tomorrow. In a sentence like this, we're obviously talking about the future.
Right. Okay, let's do some more examples.
First, let's introduce a few verbs. We'll be using these over and over in our sample sentences.
The first one is nomu, which means
to drink.
The second one is 行く, which means
to go.
The third one is 使う, which means
to use. These are all the informal or dictionary forms. For the corresponding polite forms, please check the lesson notes.
Here's the first sample sentence. 駅に行く.
駅 is station. Ni here is a particle here that indicates destination. It's like to in English. So 駅に行く means I'm going to the station. So if I see Naomi-sensei leaving and I ask her, Naomi-sensei, where are you going?
Ah, 駅に行く.
I'm going to the station.
Here's another one. ビールを飲む.
ビール, of course, is beer. So this means I'll drink beer. O is marking the object. So I could say, Naomi-sensei, what are you going to drink?
ビールを飲む.
I'll have beer. So from the context, we could tell that these sentences are referring to future actions as the person is not actually doing the thing yet. And like we mentioned earlier, if you include a word that specifies some point of time in the future, then it's clear that you're talking about the future.
Right. Before, we mentioned the word 明日, which means tomorrow, so let's try using it in a sentence.
In lesson 11, we introduced the word for school, 学校.
So we could say, 明日学校に行く.
I'm going to school tomorrow. With the word for tomorrow, 明日, in there, this is obviously talking about the future.
Right. Same goes for expressions like next week, next month, next year, etc.
That's right. So in Japanese, you have to infer quite a lot from the context. Okay, so now let's move on to our next topic. We're going to take the same future sentences we've been looking at and turn them into questions. We've covered asking questions in this series, but the questions in this lesson all use verbs.
If you have done the other newbie series, you probably know how to make a question in polite speech.
Ah, you mean using the ka question particle.
Right. For example, let's take the formal verb 行きます, meaning to go. If you add ka to the end, it becomes a question. 行きますか?
Are you going or will you go?
Exactly. We don't usually add the ka question particle after the dictionary form of a verb.
Ah, right. Because if you did, it would sound quite rough, wouldn't it?
Mm.
行くか? Are you going? Will you go? It sounds interrogative, kind of like male speech.
Right. So we don't recommend using ka in informal speech.
So then how can we take sentences like kora nomu or eki ni iku and make them questions then without using ka?
Well, we've touched on this in earlier lessons, but the key is rising intonation. The sentence itself doesn't change.
Ah, okay. So for kora nomu, I'll drink Coke, we'd make this a question just by saying kora nomu? Are you going to drink Coke or do you want a Coke?
Yes, that's right. Kora nomu?
How about the other sentence? Eki ni iku. I'm going to the station.
That would be eki ni iku.
Are you going to the station? That's not so difficult, is it?
Not at all.
Let's take a look at the examples we had in the dialogue.
Sure. First, Madoka said, Mama, kocha nomu?
Mom, do you want some tea?
Her mother said yes, so then she asked her, Miruku to osato tsukau?
Literally, are you going to use milk and sugar?
And then Madoka asked Kent, Kento mo kocha nomu?
Kent, do you want some tea too?
So, did you notice how the intonation rose every time?
To end the lesson, let's practice the intonation of these questions. Listen closely to Naomi-sensei and please repeat the questions the way she does. Okay, first, let's say you ask your friend if they'd like some water. What could we say?
水飲む?
If your friend wants water, what could they say?
飲む. In informal speech, just verb itself is enough as an answer.
Okay, let's do another one. Let's say you ask your friend if they'd like some cake. The verb to eat is 食べる.
Cake 食べる?
うん、食べる.
You answered the question.
Well, cake sounds really good about that.
Okay, so now you know how to ask questions in informal speech using rising intonation, and also how to talk about future actions.
Feel free to practice writing some sentences in the lesson comments, and we'll correct them for you.
Yes, that would be great practice.
And as always, don't hesitate to ask us any questions you may have. It's very easy to do. Just stop by JapanesePod101.com.
Click on comments, enter your comment and name, and that's it. Well, that's all for this lesson.
Thanks for listening, and see you next time.
じゃあね!
Japanese Pod 101.
ママ、紅茶飲む？
うん、お願い。
ミルクとお砂糖、使う？
うん、使う。
はい、どうぞ。ケントも紅茶飲む？
いや、コーラ飲む。
コーラとケーキ？